The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from the world of endorsements to corporate espionage, this week a French court ordered IKEA to pay a €1 million fine for spying on its French staff after the world's biggest furniture retailer was found guilty of improperly gathering and storing data on its employees. I suppose they wanted to watch the extraordinary every day. Should we all be concerned about Big Brother at work? Liam Geraghty has been snooping around.
You know, you watch a movie and, you know, sort of spy films where people are recording unknown to the speaker and they're going to use it for some good or some harm later on.
The recent rise in the use of surveillance technology wouldn't look out of place in a spy thriller. Some employers use tech that monitors everything from employees' keystrokes to webcams that track worker attentiveness.
I read about a case over in the UK.
Louise O'Reilly of recruiters.ie.
They had brought in one of the analytics software to do exactly that, monitor keystrokes and time away from the screen. And it was supposed to improve productivity by 20% across the business, but it was completely counterintuitive and it led to lots of employees going off on stress leave. And the sense was that those individuals became absolutely terrified to step away to go to the bathroom, to take a lunch break, even to get a glass of water.
We all have a right to privacy in the workplace, but as Alan Hickey of Peninsula says, that right is balanced against your employer's rights to run their business and protect their company.
Businesses have a duty to notify you if they're gathering data about you. And that's where the issue about covert surveillance starts to kick in, because gathering data without an individual's knowledge is deemed to be generally unlawful. You know, you must have a specific purpose in terms of monitoring your employees. So if you want to covertly monitor your employees, it's supposed to be for a specific purpose, that you have a specific concern that you want to address, and it should be of a short, sharp, and focused duration that targets a specific thing. So if you have a particular concern that a particular employee might be stealing from the till, you may be able to justify having a camera that looks at that till, but having covert cameras hidden throughout the premises would therefore be a problem.
This meeting is being recorded.
My name is Evronia Ezer. I'm assistant professor at the Center for Business and Society at Coventry University.
Evronia says managers may cite productivity as the reason behind their monitoring, but that can have a counter effect.
Surveillance can make employees feel very vulnerable because it can make them very scared. It can reduce their creativity, innovation, their freedom of speech. And this has shown in research many, many years ago. So it's not something new, but it has resurfaced because of the increase of use of monitoring software because of remote work during COVID. The other angle that COVID has brought in is that the locale of home working is the individual's home. So circumstances linked to home working may increase these feelings of vulnerability because some workers may experience tough days or some workers with caring responsibilities may struggle to be productive with homeschooling and everything. You're not just being watched as you work, but your home is being watched. This is the tricky part that the current conversation on surveillance has become a lot more important than before.
The recording has stopped.
Barry Crushell is the founder of Crushell & Co. Solicitors, who focus on workplace legal issues. Barry says the only way forward with all of this is to be open.
I do think that transparency is critical. And the more transparent an employer can be with their employees as to how the technology those employees use is being monitored, recorded, or providing data to the employer concerned, then the less likely it is that the employer will face, you know, any trouble in the future.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.